If you think about it, this convoy was supposed to be Canada's January 6th. It was supposed to be Canadians storming Parliament, which is why you had antagonizers and Antifa in Ottawa trying to start shit and trying to get Canadians. This is where they messed up. They're trying to get Canadians of all the people who left the country that they were born in because they're not a violent person, and they're like, nah, we're going to Canada. And they chose Canada over America because they're like, nah, Canada doesn't have people that want to shoot other people at the slightest inconvenience. These Antifa idiots chose Canadians to storm Parliament Hill. They were there. They were in the crowd. They were chanting, they were trying to stir shit up and, we need to take Parliament. We need to go inside the building. Canadians are like, hey, that seems like a lot of work, eh? I think I can smell some free food, just down Redoux over there. So, yeah, I don't think storming Parliament's a good idea, eh? Just imagine the look on Antifa's face when they were trying to get Canadians to be a violent Black Lives Matter protest and burn Ottawa to the ground. Ah, shit. Oh, God works in magic. God works in a beautiful. Oh, man. God, there is no beating God. He knows what he's doing. Oh, man. Just think about it. This convoy was meant to be our January 6th. The two organizers, BJ Dichter and Tamara Lich, have such a shady, shady background. You gotta look into them. There's no way they intended for the protest to basically be a 2-week Canada celebration. For 2 weeks now, Canada has been celebrating Canada Day for 2 weeks straight. Yeah, they didn't plan for that. That's why now that Trudeau's invoking the Emergency Act, which doesn't apply to a man or woman, Christopher James of warriorcause.com, it doesn't make sense. It does not make sense to the world. But you see, they're following a timeline. Trudeau had to invoke the Emergency Act at a certain time, no matter what, because they're pushing forward in their agenda. They're pushing, 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 regardless of how things unfold. Unfortunately, their convoy catastrophe turned out to be a celebration with bouncy castles and kids making snow angels. Building snowmen, comedians performing on stage, all faiths and religions coming together to make food, and it was a potluck. It was Parliament Hill potluck. Oh man, they did not expect that. They did not expect Canadians to basically crack open a beer and celebrate Canada Day and play street hockey. They honestly thought that we would do the same thing that the Americans did on January 6th and actually follow the direction of those Antifa people. But no, Canadians don't do that. Canadians do not do that. We sang, Oh Canada. We shoveled the snow. We gave free food? Come on. And they wanted to say that we were blocking traffic and the truckers, and it was occupation. Meanwhile, I think it was only Parliament Hill, the main road, where they had those three trucks, but that was literally just like a block. There's lanes open. There have always been lanes open. Never once did the truckers completely block the city. Maybe on the first day when they were trying to get into position. But yeah, they've always had lanes open. And they coordinated everything with the police to make sure that, you know, ambulance and fire can actually access sections of the city. Which is, if this was a PSYOP, that was also a big mistake. this is just a thing of beauty. Because Canadians basically acted like Canadians, it made Trudeau look stupid. It flat out made him look stupid internationally. Like, you cannot deny that he invoked the War Measures Act or the Emergency Act to stop people from feeding the homeless and from kids bouncing in a bouncy castle. Like, and you gotta love how they stopped talking about COVID. Nobody talks about. Not once did they talk, this is a super spreader event. No, it was all about occupation, terrorism, white supremacy. No COVID. No. They're past that. They're past the COVID narrative. And they're moving on to the next thing. It's a thing of beauty. It's a thing of beauty. Because nothing makes sense. And the whole world sees it. And the whole world sees Trudeau for his true colors. And you know what? Gotta say it, Trump was right again, because Trump was the first one to say Trudeau's two-faced. That's on record. He said it. Trudeau is two-faced. thing of beauty. Canadians are a collection of people from around the world that prove humans do not want to be violent. It is not in our nature. Nobody wants to be aggressive for no reason. Nobody. People just want to live their lives and discover this beautiful thing we call life together. We enjoy celebrating life with other people. And that's what Ottawa was. It was a celebration of life. Oh, they messed up big time choosing Canada to be the country to kick off the worldwide unity convoy. Oh, thing of beauty. A thing of beauty.